Today's episode will be based on what does it mean to niche down when you're starting a podcast. And by the end of this episode, you'll have clarity on what does it mean to niche down, and more importantly, start generating some ideas for yourself on what problems you and your podcast could solve. This is Start Your Podcast for Introverts, the podcast where we help ambitious introverts start and grow a profitable podcast as a catalyst to supercharge the growth of their online service business. My name is Sasha Braham and I'm your podcast coach. So imagine you're at a really busy, bustling farmer's market where there's stalls selling the newest bleach, colourful shoelaces, furniture polish and fruit. Now, all of these stalls at the market selling all of these different things represent podcast topics. Some stalls have a little bit of everything and they appeal to a very broad audience. But then there's some stalls that specialize in something specific. Now, let's imagine honey. You're starting your own podcast. Initially, you might feel tempted to make your podcast to be about everything. And in the farmer's market example, this is the equivalent of you having a stall that sells a little bit of everything, hoping to attract as many different people as possible. But here's where the idea of niching down comes in. Instead of trying to cater to everybody's taste, imagine you focused your market stall solely on offering the most exquisite, locally sourced honey, the sweetest thing you're ever going to taste. You become known to be the go-to destination for honey enthusiasts, beekeepers, and anyone interested in anything to do with the world of bees. Your store might not attract those people who are interested in furniture polish and those colourful rainbow laces. In the same way, your podcast might not attract those people who are generalists and who want to listen to a bit of everything. But your podcast, when you niche down, is essentially becoming the specialist honey stall at the farmer's market. On your podcast, you'll be choosing topics that are so specific to your audience in an angle that they know that they can focus on, making your podcast stand out in a crowded market. Your honey stall at the farmer's market is literally the only place to go. So the first thing I want to do is premise this by saying I pronounce the word niche. I know there might be some people listening to this who might pronounce the word as niche. As a Londoner, I'm going to use the word niche for this episode, but both niche and niche mean the same thing. The Oxford Dictionary defines niche as a noun, meaning a specialist segment of the market for a particular kind of service or product. The adjective of niche denotes products, services, or interests that appeal to a very small, specialized segment of a population. Now, why we as introverted service providers need to know this is because it's unlikely that we're going to feel most comfortable talking to everybody about everything. There's going to be something very, very unique, very specialized, very targeted that you're an expert in. And in marketing, there is a concept known as dog whistle marketing or the dog whistle effect. For dog lovers, you'll be familiar with the idea that dogs' hearing is so supreme. They hear sounds majority of other animals simply won't hear. What that means for us if we're trying to market our service is we need to be talking to somebody who, as soon as we mention those particular element that's related to our niche, they turn around, they have their ears pinned up, they listen, where majority of the other people, it's just not relevant to them in the same way. So I'll give you an example. If I go to my local really large supermarket amongst probably hundreds of people at a time, and the store manager shouts out, "Woman," the chances are every single woman might turn around to see what the person's talking about. Or actually, nobody turns around because it's not specific to anybody. So they realize it's obviously not related to me or relevant for me. But if that same supermarket manager shouted out, "Black woman with locks, who's got a child who's 6 years old," I've not only turned around, I'm already heading to listen to what he's got to say because clearly he's only talking to me or a very small number of females who happen to be black, who happen to also have locks, who then also happen to have a six-year-old child. And that's an example of the dog whistle effect. For you, as somebody starting out a podcast, Your dog whistle effect is essentially honing down on your niche so specifically that you are going to be talking directly to somebody in a big, loud, crowded audience. The person who you're going to talk to, their ears are going to pin up. They're going to not only look at you and turn around, they're going to walk towards you. Or in podcasting talk, they're going to listen so keenly to what you've got to say. They're going to follow your show. They're going to subscribe to your newsletter. They are going to be interested in every single word you've got to say because it's so fine-tunely related to them. We'll get back to the episode in just a moment. But first, I've got a question for you. Are you an introvert online service provider who wants to grow your show and you love the idea of starting a podcast because needing to go live on social media literally makes you squirm? Well, imagine if there was a way you could leverage your time, effort, and energy by starting your very own podcast by the end of this week. So you might have questions on what would it be on? What am I going to talk about? What expertise do I have? What do I know? These are common worries that other people have when they're about to start their podcast journey, even me. So I can help you out. I can send you a list of 50 podcast ideas and topics that are killing it in 2024. And I'm giving this away to you completely free. All you need to do is click the link in the show notes, follow the steps, and that will be in your inbox within the next 30 minutes. So you can get your creative juices flowing by the end of today. All right, back to the episode. Now let's think about this. How many podcasts are there? Like, is there a number that you can think of? There's so many podcast shows that you would be competing with as one, an independent podcaster, but two, as somebody who's got something interested to hold and retain your audience. As an introvert, standing out could be even harder because things such as networking or self-promotion may make you feel less comfortable, making it even more critical for you to have a niche. Without a niche, it's harder to attract attention and differentiate yourself in a crowded podcasting landscape where essentially the loud, extrovert, bold personalities often shine a bit more. Without a niche, you limit your audience connections. So often introverts excel at deep, meaningful connections, but may often struggle with things such as small talk or surface level interactions with people. Having a niche allows introverted podcasters to connect with a specific audience with interests who already align to their own. And this allows the connection, the engagement, the alignment to be deeper, quicker. It also stops the need for social pressure. Without having a niche, introverted podcasters may feel pressure to constantly have to churn out content, engage in self-promoting activities on Instagram, going live, which I absolutely hate. And this can leave you feeling overwhelmed, feeling like I don't enjoy this anymore, maybe even burning out and deciding that this isn't the journey for you. Or perhaps you do things that are outside of your comfort zone and more aligned to those who would consider themselves an extrovert, and in comes imposter syndrome. Doubting your expertise, feeling as though you don't belong in the space, your voice is just a mere whisper that nobody's interested in. And essentially, by you having a fine-tuned, laser-focused niche, that minimizes that so much because it allows you to focus on a topic that you're passionate about, that you've got knowledge in, and therefore you're confident in talking about it. You become a magnet to others who also are like you, not necessarily as being an introvert, but as somebody who's interested in the topic and the specialism that you have, growing your credibility. And we can't skip over the idea of monetizing. For many people, it's the main reason why they want a podcast. Advertisers and sponsors are often looking to reach a specific target audience. So if you have a niche, this can make this easier to attract relevant partnerships and opportunities to earn revenue, even passive revenue. So let's summarize today's episode. A niche is considered a specialized segment of a market for a particular kind of service or business. And just like the idea of dog whistle marketing, you want your niche to be so specific to the person who you're talking to that they have no choice but to gravitate to you. to listen to what it is you're bringing to the market. Typically at this point, I would assume that some people would say, well, Sasha, I don't have a niche. I'm multi-passionate. I've got so many things I'm interested in. I've got so many ideas about what I want my podcast to be at. So there's two things I would say to you if you're thinking what your niche could be. One, what are you good at? What are you passionate about? What is it that you could talk for hours and hours and hours about to a stranger without getting bored of your own voice? And two, whether you've been trained, whether life experience, whether your hobbies or interests lead you to become an expert in that, where if somebody doesn't have your level of expertise, experience or knowledge, you could help them solve an immediate problem. I've enjoyed spending some time with you guys today. Thanks for listening to me, and I can't wait to spend more time with you in the next episode. Bye for now.